Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. Songwriter Paul Simon has been delighting us with melodies for over 50 years now. This week, I'm going to take a deep dive into the Paul Simon Songbook and explore some vocal jazz interpretations of his music. First, we'll hear some jazz artists tackle the music of his 1960s duo, Simon and Garfunkel, including a few artists who even recorded their songs in the 1960s, like Frank Sinatra and Carmen McRae. And then later we'll hear jazz interpretations of some of Simon's solo songs from the 1970s and beyond. It's the Paul Simon Jazz Songbook, coming up next on Afterglow. singer Sophie Millman from her 2009 album Take Love Easy with the 1975 Paul Simon tune 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover, originally off of his album Still Crazy After All These Years. In this recording, you heard drummer Mark McLean transforming that original, iconic drum part by Steve Gadd into something a little more Afro-Cuban. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're exploring jazz interpretations of Paul Simon. Simon's melodic gifts were recognized by musicians almost immediately when the duo Simon and Garfunkel first became famous in 1965, when their song The Sound of Silence became an underground radio hit. Although they were primarily recording folk music, artists in pop, rock, R&B, and even jazz music began to perform their songs as soon as the late 1960s. In the background right now, in fact, we're hearing jazz saxophonist Paul Desmond performing Simon and Garfunkel's America from a 1969 recording he made of all Simon and Garfunkel tunes. One of the first jazz singers to perform a Simon and Garfunkel tune was Carmen McRae. In 1968, she made The Sound of Silence the centerpiece and title track of her latest album, turning it into a soulful jazz strut. Here is Carmen McRae in 1968 with Paul Simon's The Sound of Silence on Afterglow.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk to you again because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share, and no one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool, said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell and echoed in the wells of people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls and tenement halls and whispered in the
Mrs. Robinson. Jilly loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. About you for our files. We'd like to help you learn to help yourself. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes. Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. The PTA, Mrs. Robinson, won't okay the way you do your thing. Ding, ding, ding. And you'll get yours, Mrs. Robinson, fooling with that young stuff like you do. Boo-hoo-hoo. Boo-hoo-hoo. Mrs. Robinson, you say, hey, hey, hey. Well, have you heard, Mrs. Robinson? Mine is fine as wine, and I should know. Ho, ho, ho. Oh, bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Mrs. Robinson, keep them cards and letters coming in, Robbie, baby.
A swingin' version of Simon & Garfunkel's Mrs. Robinson from Frank Sinatra and arranger Don Costa on the 1969 album My Way. Before that, we heard Carmen McRae with Simon & Garfunkel's The Sound of Silence from her 1968 album called The Sound of Silence. Both of those songs were featured in the 1967 mega-hit film The Graduate, which likely helped put them into the repertoires of these jazz and pop icons. When The Sound of Silence initially became an underground radio hit in 1965, the duo Simon & Garfunkel was basically broken up. Paul Simon had moved to England, and Art Garfunkel was taking classes at Columbia in New York, but their newfound success caused them to record again, and they quickly put together two new albums in 1966. Many of the songs on these albums, including Homeward Bound, I Am a Rock, and Scarborough Fair, have become folk music classics, but let's hear a few songs from these albums as performed by jazz musicians. First up, this is singer Rachel Caswell and bassist Jeremy Allen in 2015 with the 1966 Simon & Garfunkel song, The 59th Street Bridge Song, Feeling Groovy, on Afterglow.
Slow down, you move too fast. You gotta make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy. Hello, lamppost, what you knowin'? I've come to watch your flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? A doo-doo-doo, feeling groovy. Got no deeds to do, no promises to keep. I'm dabbled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy. Fun-ta-dee-bo-bo-ba-doodle-dee-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- la 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 la. Slow down, you move too fast. You gotta make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy. Hello, lamppost, what you knowin'? I've come to watch your flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? A doo-doo-doo feeling groovy. Got no deeds to do, no promises to keep. I'm dabbled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy. It's groovy. It's groovy. Life, I love you, all is groovy.
Karen Allison in 2011 off of her album Round Midnight with the Paul Simon song April Come She Will. Before that, we heard Rachel Caswell and bassist Jeremy Allen in 2015 off of the album All I Know with the Paul Simon song Feelin' Groovy, aka the 59th Street Bridge song. Both of those songs were originally recorded by Simon and Garfunkel in 1966. After Simon and Garfunkel found more success on their 1968 album Bookends and their work in the film The Graduate, the famously splintered relationship between Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel came to the fore. They recorded one more album in 1970. Their ambitious, diverse, and hugely commercially and critically successful album Bridge Over Troubled Water. As a duo, Simon and Garfunkel went out on top and inspired dozens of other artists over the years to cover their songs. Let's hear two songs from that album now, as recorded by jazz artists. I'll start with the New York Voices. In 1998, this jazz vocal group released an album called The Songs of Paul Simon, featuring jazz interpretations of songs from Simon's entire career, both with Art Garfunkel and solo. They kicked off the album with this track from Bridge Over Troubled Water. Here are the New York Voices with Baby Driver on Afterglow.
My daddy was the family bass man. My mama was an engineer. And I was born one dark gray morn when music coming in my ear.
Oh,
Quincy Jones and singer Valerie Simpson of Ashford and Simpson fame with Simon and Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Water. That comes from Quincy Jones's 1970 album Gula Matari. Fun fact, Valerie Simpson later sang background vocals on Simon's solo album, Still Crazy After All These Years, and Jones later did string arrangements for Simon's album, There Goes Rhymin' Simon. Before that, we heard the New York Voices with Simon and Garfunkel's Baby Driver. That comes from their 1998 Paul Simon Jazz Tribute album. Coming up in just a bit, we'll hear some jazz interpretations of Paul Simon's solo works. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow, I'm Mark Chilla. We've been listening to jazz interpretations of the music of Paul Simon this hour, and now I want to turn my attention to Paul Simon's solo songs. While Simon's first post-Simon & Garfunkel solo album stayed close to his folk music roots, his later albums into the 1970s and 80s embraced the eclecticism of Simon & Garfunkel albums like Bookends and Bridge Over Troubled Water. His 1975 album, Still Crazy After All These Years, is arguably his jazziest album, exploring more adventurous jazz harmonies and featuring jazz musicians like Michael Brecker and Grady Tate on the album. It's also an album that jazz musicians embraced. In fact, what you're hearing in the background right now is legendary jazz pianist Bill Evans and harmonica player Toots Thielemans in 1979 performing a Paul Simon song from that album, I Do It For Your Love. Let's hear a jazz singer with the title track from that album now. This is singer Susanna McCorkle in 1993 with Still Crazy After All These Years on Afterglow.
I met an old lover in the street last night. He seemed so glad to see me. I just smiled. And we talked about some old times, and we drank ourselves some beers. Still crazy after all these years. The kind of woman who tends to socialize. I seem to lean on old familiar ways, and I ain't no fool for love songs. Whisper in your ears, still crazy after all these years. Four in the morning, tapped out. Long in my life away. is all gonna fade. And as I sit in my window and watch the cars go by, I fear I'll do some damage one fine day. But I wouldn't be convicted by a jury of my peers.
Susanna McCorkle in 1993 from her album From Bessie to Brazil with Paul Simon's Still Crazy After All These Years. In the last 20 or so years, jazz singers have dug deep into the Paul Simon catalog to find interesting songs to reinterpret. And luckily for them, Paul Simon's solo catalog is filled with gems of rich melodic and harmonic nuance and evocative lyrics. I want to play for you now a couple of jazz interpretations of perhaps lesser-known Paul Simon tunes. I'll start with the song Simon wrote for his underrated 1983 album Hearts and Bones. This is jazz singer Alexis Cole in 2016 with Song About the Moon on Afterglow.
If you want to write a song about the moon, walk along the craters of the afternoon. When the shadows are deep and the light is alien, and gravity leaps like a knife off the pavement. If you want to write a song about the moon, if you want to write a spiritual tune, then na 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 na. Presto! Song about the moon. If you want to write a song about the heart, think about the moon before you start. 'Cause the heart will howl like a dog in the moonlight, and the heart can explode like a pistol on a June night. So if you want to write a song about the heart, and it's ever longing for a counterpart, then na 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 na, yeah, 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 write a song about the moon. Laughing boy, he laughed so hard, he fell down from his place. Laughing girl, she laughed. Tears rolled down her face. Whoa, whoa. Hey,
one-trick pony. One trick is all that horse can do. He does a one-trick only. It's the principal source of his revenue. When he steps in the spotlight, you can feel the heat of his heart come rising through. See how he loops from side to side. Oh, I see how he prances. The way his hooves just seem to glide. He's just one trick pony, that's Holly's, but he turns that trick with pride. He makes it, it looks so easy, it looks so clean. He moves like one of God's immaculate machines. It makes me think all about all of these extra moves I make, all of this herky-jerky motion, and the bag of tricks it takes to get me through my working day. He's a one-trick pony.
Further to fly. further to fly, further to fly. Maybe you'll find a love that you'll discover accidentally, who falls against you gently as a pickpocket brushes your thigh, further to fly. Effortless music from the camera root, the spinning darkness of her hair, a conversation in a crowded room going nowhere. The open palm of desire, it wants everything, it wants everything, it wants everything. Sometimes I'll be walking down the street and I'll be thinking, am I crazy or is this a morbid little lie? Further to fly, further to fly, further to fly. Recent loss of memory, shadow in the family, the baby waves bye-bye. I'm trying, I'm flying. There may come a time when I will lose you, lose you as I lose my light, and days falling velvet night. The open palm of desire wants everything, it wants everything, it wants soil as soft as summer and the strength to push like spring.
Swedish-based jazz singer Almaz Yebio in 2013 with the Paul Simon song Further to Fly, originally off of Simon's 1990 album Rhythm of the Saints. Before that, we heard singer Holly Cole off of her 2000 album Romantically Helpless with her smoky version of Simon's One Trick Pony, the title track from his 1980 album and film. And before that, Alexis Cole, no relation, with Simon's Song About the Moon from her 2016 album of all Paul Simon songs called Dazzling Blue. I have one more jazz interpretation of a Paul Simon song for you this hour, and this comes from singer Kurt Elling. Paul Simon's 1973 song American Tune, based on a centuries-old German melody, is one of his most famous songs, a world-weary, quasi-political tune from Nixon's America. At least a couple jazz versions of this song exist, including one from singer Curtis Stigers in 2007, but I keep gravitating back to this one version, marvelously sung by Elling from his album 1619 Broadway, The Brill Building Project. To close off this hour of Paul Simon songs, this is Kurt Elling from 2012 with American Tune on Afterglow.
Many is the time I've been mistaken, and many times confused. Yes, and I've also felt forsaken, and certainly misused. But I'm all I'm all right. I'm just weary to my bones. Still, you don't expect to be bright and bon vivant so far away from home. So I don't have a friend who feels at ease. I don't know a dream that's not been shattered or driven to its knees. But it's all right, it's all right, 'cause we have lived so well so long. Still, when I think about the road we're traveling on, I wonder what's gone wrong. I can't help it, I wonder what's gone wrong. And I dreamed I was dying. I dreamed that my soul rose unexpectedly, and looking back down at me, smiled reassuringly. And I dreamed I was flying, and from high up above, my eyes could clearly see the Statue of Liberty sailing away to sea. And I dreamed I was flying. Come on the ship they call Mayflower. We come on the ship that sailed the moon. We come in the age's most uncertain hour, and we sing an American tune. Oh, but it's all right, it's all right, it's all right. You can't be forever blessed. Still, tomorrow's gonna be another working day, and I'm trying to get some rest. That's all, I'm just trying to get some rest. To get some rest.
Kurt Elling in 2012 with American Tune. We have some Brad Meldow in the background performing some Paul Simon. And thanks for tuning in to this look at some jazz interpretations of the music of Paul Simon on Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.